Girl, I like, say, oh, you got a well match here. I'm thinking, yeah, well match here. Of course, Baze, well match. I never said Baze in my life. That was the first time I said it. Then even a guy was looking at me like,
you're a threat now, isn't
it? He's a threat. He was scared. He was thinking, he looked at me, oh, you got Avery chucking now. Where'd you get it from? They looked close to you, thinking, wait a minute. This don't look right. This ain't Avery. This ain't Avery.
Go with the flow, better take time. Too busy looking at the waistline. She moves when I call, don't waste time. Don't think too much, cause it takes life. She got wastemen calling all day. But you know I only move with the sharks, eh? Couple drinks on the table. The last wave had meerkats on their mind all day. She moves like she ain't got no problem.
What's going on, people? E-Man from Past the Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Cheers!
I grew up in Camden, yeah. I didn't come from an ends like a Hackney or a Brixton or whatever, but it was still active in my ends, yeah. And I used to hang around the man then because they were on my estate, they were on my block, innit? Yeah.
They used to send you shopping, innit?
No, but I didn't belong there, man. I didn't belong with them, man, because I didn't really have the heart to do what these men wanted to do on a daily basis. I didn't. I didn't. Every time something was going to happen, I kept giving reasons why we shouldn't do that thing. And also, my mum's strict. And she always threatened to send me back to Nigeria if I did anything wrong.
They love it.
Abeokuta specifically. Yeah? And I don't want to go to Abeokuta. There's no JD Sports in Abeokuta.
There's no slapping there.
No lights. It's not on maps. It's not on maps.
I'm not on it, yeah. Remember there was a particular day in ends, yeah. I had a choice. Do I chill with a man that are playing with the Beyblades and doing knockdown ginger and they all got asthma? Every single one of them got asthma. Yeah.
Vision them, man, innit? Mark in the middle guy.
They all got bare different colours, yeah? Or do I chill with a man them, yeah? So I chill with a man them this day, yeah? We're on the block. One of them man's like, oh, why don't we go to Brent Cross Shopping Centre, yeah? Hang outside the bus station, see which man come out with the JD bags and rob them. Mover's like, yeah, I'm on it. Shanker man, yeah, I'm on it. Younger Shanker man, yeah, I'm on it. GBH, yeah, I'm on it. I'm like, yo, we could do that, but Shanker man, your mum, yeah, she's about to be employed a month at B&Q. And if you get shifted, she has to come and get you out of bin, and then she's not gonna win employee of the month. So do you really want to do that to your mum? Shanker man's like, yeah. You know what, you're right, yeah, you're right. It makes sense still, yeah. So we're still chilling. One of the other man them goes, yo, why don't we just go to the flyover? There's a flyover bridge, yeah? Why don't we just throw water balloons down at the cars in traffic, yeah? On the A406. There's a dual carriageway, yeah?
They don't understand the implications.
They don't understand. So GBH, yeah, I'm down. Mover, I'm down. Shanker man, I'm down. Younger Shanker man, yeah, I'm down. Every man's down. I'm like, yo, Shanker man. We could do that, but you're always telling us that you're gonna make it as a footballer. You tell us you're on Ronaldinho's level, yeah? Now, if you throw the water balloon at a car, that car crashes, someone dies, you go to jail, you can't make it anymore, bro. Like, I'm trying to help you.
Boys are reason.
And I didn't have a tag at this time, but these men used to call me Carlton because I just wasn't on the road team. I just like to dance and chat to girls.
Yeah, we see that. I see.
So Shankerman goes, oh, Carlton, man. You're always making sense. Like, why'd you have to come with the logic?
So we're walking to Hampstead Heath now, yeah?
And the thing about my ends is that most ends, you're very close to ends where you got beef with, yeah? So we're walking up there now, and I see five men from the ops walking towards us, yeah? Oh, shit, man. I'm just trying to not be in trouble, and something's happening. Mover's smiling.
This is what he likes.
I want to see them. I want problems always.
So I must have been in like year four, yeah. So I was at like 7 or 8 years old, yeah. Yeah. And obviously, them times, you know, you can't go cinema on your ones, innit? Yeah. So you got to rely on your parents to take you cinema, yeah. So it's one Friday night, my parents are like, we're going to take you all cinema. Me and my three sisters, yeah. Because I'm that sick. And you know them times, kids' films are slapping. Like, there's Shark Tale,
Toy Story,
Madagascar, Toy Story.
Spy Kids.
Bro, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, my days.
Bro, Spy Kids are slapping. Yeah. Or Sofia Goes to London. You know, yeah. Come on. I know you might know about that one.
that didn't show him View or Odeon or Cineworld.
Cineworld, Everyman Cinema, none of them were showing that.
I had to watch that on Pirate.
Or OBE.
So we decided to go to this Asian cinema, yeah. So it's in East, like a bowling cinema, like near my house,
yeah,
isn't it? Yeah, so like in the East, yeah.
Oh yeah, that used to slap the Asians.
It's basically like a mini India, yeah, like a young Bombay. Yeah. It's crazy, yeah. His cinema's like 5 minutes from my house, but my parents have never taken me, yeah. And now I understand why, because we went inside there, absolute carnage, fam. Like, so my parents are like, oh, like, we're gonna split up the family, yeah. Half are gonna go and get tickets, half are gonna go and get snacks, yeah. So I'm with my mum.
What's the snacks?
Like, I'll get to that.
Naan bread.
Hey,
naan,
hey,
and samosas.
Hey.
Papa dumps.
Spring roll.
So I'm with my mum, yeah, and she's sub team leader, yeah. That was a wrong decision by my dad anyway. But I'm there now, I pre the menu, yeah, everything is chili flavoured. Yeah. Yeah, chili popcorn, chili ice blast, chili chocolate.
Chili ice blast.
Chili. You don't know if you're getting hot or cold. That's what man's hot, bro.
Masala chai. I know you know about masala chai.
That's slap.
Bro, I looked at that menu. I was like, everything's gonna give me a different bowel movement. Yeah, I don't want anything. So my mum's like, Vishal, what do you want? You're bloody fucking. So I was like.
What?
I was like, Mom, I don't want anything, yeah. And then, and she was like, okay, so she got, so she got stuff for my dad and my sisters, yeah. We go over to our seats now, yeah. We're watching this film called Gubby Gushy Gubby Gum. I know. Same.
Nah, but say it properly. Gubby Gushy Gubby Gum. Don't say Gubby Gushy Gubby Gum. Yeah. Everybody knows that film, innit?
Everybody knows.
He was the lead. It's a mega like Asian film, yeah. Oh, do you know what that stands for? Sometimes very good, sometimes very
bad.
Exactly, yeah. But that film was aptly named, yeah, because the first 15 minutes of that film, fucking sick, yeah. And it's crazy because I'm there, I'm in my seat, I'm gripping my seat, yeah. Then all of a sudden, bare motherfuckers come in here and just start singing and dancing, fam. I'm thinking, bruv, is that pantomime?
Oh, they come into the cinema?
No, they come into the screen. Yeah. I'm just like, they're like, ledger. So yeah, ledger. I was just thinking, like, what's going on? Like, this is not normal. Like, it's like a pantomime, yeah? Bruv, they're doing this, like, recurring theme throughout the film. Every 15, 20 minutes, there's no rest. It's pantomime film. Pantomime film, yeah?
They dance with their enemies. Like, he's about to kill you, but you have to have a dance before you...
You know when you get a new housemate, yeah. You want to make sure that everything's peaceful and calm at home.
Yeah.
You got to try and understand their idiosyncrasies so that, you know...
Damn, that's a big word.
You want to ensure that you understand that so that you understand how they act and maneuver around in the house.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I get this new housemate and I haven't been in the ends in a while. Yeah. So I don't really understand hood etiquette. It's a bit different over there.
Elevated.
But I learned very quickly. So there's one morning I'm chilling at home and eating my breakfast and he comes in and I'm eating sausages with my hand. I'm like, oh. And he comes in and he looks at me and he's looking at me like a look of disgust. And I'm like, yo, like in my head, I'm like, why is he looking at me?
maybe he's Muslim.
They were Turkey.
Okay.
I was like, yo, we just met. Like, why are you looking at me like that? He just gets a knife and fork and he puts on my plate.
Use
it. Literally, he's like, hold that. I know what type of vibe it is. Like that. Anything that remotely resembles a penis, I can't be eating it. Yeah. So when I'm eating banana, I'm breaking it into pieces. And I'm eating it like it's peanuts. Twist the ice lolly. Knife and fork.
Gourmet.
you had the chopper chops lollipop.
Yeah.
I'm putting in this position, I'm smashing it, yeah? And I'm eating it like it's sherbet. With a spoon.
You got to put it in a smoothie.
Put you powder.
So recently, yeah, I got into yoga, innit? So I've been stretching, yeah. I've been trying to like put my body into positions that it hasn't been
Pause.
In before.
Pause.
So there's one morning now, I'm stretching. I'm in upwards facing dog.
Bro, that one's spicy.
It's I'm stretching. So I hear my housemate's door open, and I'd forgotten he was in. I'm like, I don't know if stretching like this is in the hood rule book.
It's not. It's on page 55.
Can I see them stretch like before 5-a-side? They do their quads and maybe like you know one of these. But I'm pretty certain that this is not in it. But I'm like, you know what? Fuck this, man. Like,
it's your house at the end of the day.
It's my house. I've been amenable. I've been eating with a knife and fork. Like, I've been doing all these things just to make sure he's comfortable.
You've been flexible for him.
Do you know that? He's got to be flexible for me. Pause. So he opens the door and he looks at me. And he's like, yo. So I look back. I'm like, I'm in this position. I'm like, yo.
Wifey that.
And he's like, yo. And I'm like, yo. And then there's just an awkward silence. So I just start doing press-ups. I'm not trying to make the guy feel uncomfortable. Like. So back in secondary school, I've never really won that will keep up with all the like the old fashion trends, you know.
We know.
It's hard out here. So everyone will wear like either kickers or Air Forces.
Timberland.
I was wearing like them typical hard church shoes. Like I'm walking down the hallway, people know that it's me. Like I'm tap dancing.
You're Congolese. Is audition for Billy Elliot?
Like one thing I really wanted to get into is have the Averitch jacket. That's something everyone had it, and it was lit. It was popping back then. It was popping like, but it was difficult to get at the time. So there's one guy that had it, and he wore it every single day. He wore it every day. He looked all the time. Doesn't matter the weather. Like he had the big leather one. Doesn't matter the weather. Hot, cold. Man's wearing it. Like registration, he had it on. Canteen had it on. Like one time we was doing sports day. We were doing rounders. Third base. Man still had it on. Like, he was still running. He had it on so much. We called him Averitt. His name was Averitt. We just called him Averitt. That was his name, literally. And the thing that ticked me to get it now, the girl I had a crush on. She got Averitt as well. So they were like a power couple of the secondary school. So I begged my parents for days. They gave in because I was begging every single day. They got me Averitt track and I saw it. I think this is amazing.
What color?
All black.
Oh.
And it had like the sleeves were white. So it was like the baseball one.
Yeah,
it had the logo at the back of Averitt at the front of Averitt. I was gassed. The day before school, I couldn't sleep.
It was on the bed with you, innit?
I was sleeping on Sky up, smiling. I was thinking, smiling.
Sleeping like the Black Panther fan.
I was sleeping like this. I was excited. So next day, I got registration. Now, I come in a little bit late. I want everyone to see
Your little purpose.
I don't want to be too late, but obviously, when my name was called out, I was coming in. They're like, raw team, you got an Averitt jacket. I was like, I was blushing. I was happy. Where'd you get it from? I made up some lie like, oh, my cousin from America got it from me. I have no cousin. All my cousins are Nigeria. I don't know. All of them are Nigeria. Even a girl I like, say, oh, you got it. Well, matching. I'm thinking, yeah, we're matching. Of course, Bates, we're matching. I never said Bates in my life. That was the first time I said it. Then even a guy was looking at me like,
you're a threat now, isn't
it? He's a threat. He was scared. He was thinking, he looked at me like, oh, you got Averitt chucking now. Where'd you get it from? They looked close to you thinking, wait a minute. This don't look right. This ain't Averitt. What I didn't know, Averitt is spelled as A-V-I-R-E-X. My one's spelled as A-I-R-V-E-X. Airvex. I didn't even know.
You vexed on the air.
It was at the front. It was small printed. I was confused. I was thinking, like, oh, look, he's wearing fake Averitt. Look at him. And the girl broke it. Ew, got me straight away. Went back to the other guy. It was hard because the rumors were spent so fast in secondary school.
You thought I was feeling you?
It was long because even at double science that day, they're thinking, be careful, the buns are burned. They might burn your Averitt, isn't it? Because it's fake. It was the longest day ever. I was thinking, I ran home, literally. After when the founder bell rang, I just ran home. I was thinking, I never wear this. Even I wore in church, they'll get onto me in church. So I'm thinking, I can't wear this in church. I ain't wearing fake stuff in the Lord's house. Like, never.
Yo, it's Manny from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you guys like, comment, and subscribe.
She moves like she ain't got no problem. I ain't got no problem. I move, I ain't got no problem.
No problem.
Cause we ain't got no problem. problem. We move, we ain't got no problem.
No problem.
I ain't got. I move, I ain't got no problem.
No problem.
We ain't got no problems, no problems,
lingo,
no
lingo. Hot gals down for the lingo. Had meerkats on her mind all day.